This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so Roger Stone is a humble guy. I've gotten to know him really good in the last 2 years. Everything he's told me has been dead on. And he really has a lot of savvy for understanding and thin slicing the larger picture. And the establishment really hates his guts. In fact, it's admitted that they got him banned off Fox, CNN, MSNBC. That was in the news. He's been banned. And now they've tried to ban him off the internet, and now they're using his name and my name and Matt Drudge's name, talking about banning fake news off the web, and they actually have Brian Williams, the mogul or the guru of fake news, calling for it. And then fake actors playing fake newscasters, Stephen Colbert, calling for us to be banned. So the deep state's calling for us to be banned. We're under attack trying to wrest America away from globalists. They're saying, you know, somebody needs to do something about Roger Stone. The Clintons have this long history of killing people, or their minions doing it. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, and then I'm going to hand things over to you at about 15 after. But, Roger, I know you don't like to speculate, but, I mean, you've been sitting there. You've known about this for weeks. Polonium poisoning, it's big. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about why you're, I mean, I'm not trying to put you down. I mean, I can physically see that you've been sick. We've seen the photos, what it did to you. I mean, it really hit you hard. And I know it has long-term effects. Just other points on polonium.
Well, look, then we get down to the fundamental question of who would have done this and why. And I come back to the deep state. I come back to our own people. The Russians have no motive to kill me. They have nothing to hide or cover as far as I am concerned. And I am not aware of any contact between the Russians and my colleague of many years, Paul Manafort. And the entire canard about his activities in the Ukraine and his taking a $12 million payment, Politico has recently reported, Ken Vogel specifically, that is now thought to have been bogus.
It was a fake handwritten ledger they found on the side of the street. I mean, give me a break.
It was manufactured by Ukrainian intelligence in an effort to undermine.
Who now have been caught campaigning and giving money to Hillary.
So this is part and parcel of a greater effort to destabilize President Trump as he tries to bring drastic change. There was an excellent report on WBAI in New York, a progressive station, about Trump's comments regarding reforming the CIA, cutting the number of agents at Langley, building a system that is more responsive. The CIA has been associated with some of the greatest atrocities and lies of the last 40 years.
And they're famous for poisoning people, so you're clearly saying rogue elements of that are obviously suspect. They've been in the news warning Trump and the Associated Press and Reuters, the New York Observer of all places, his son-in-law's paper. You better watch it. The intelligence agency can do things to you. Well, then, if you've been good buddies with him for 41 years, then I think that's a message to Trump. Isn't this really a message to Donald Trump?
Well, Alex, people who will torture people illegally and then lie about it will, of course, poison people. People who will cover up Benghazi, people who lied about Iran-Contra, people who lied about Vietnam, people who lied about the Kennedy assassination, people who lied about the Iraq War, these people will do anything to cover their record of malfeasance. And the idea that CIA Director John Brennan, a man who refused to be sworn on the Bible when sworn in, a man with a long history of activity in the U.S. Communist Party.
The known jihadi.
Who insists that there is no connection between terrorism and Islam, telling Donald Trump, you better watch your mouth. You better watch what you say.
Yeah, he better watch his mouth. We'll be right back. Stay there. I'm going to come back and talk about this. Roger Stone's about to take over and host Hit with Polonium. Oh, yeah, it's more than InfoWar. They took the gloves off.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Oh, the fighting's close at hand. He's been hit with polonium.
Don't believe the church and the state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command.
What's the high command? People that are not to get you. People that want prosperity and justice. There's more of us than there are the psychopaths. But they have neutered us, and it's time for humanity to rise. I've got other issues I want to hit with Stone before I hand the baton to him here. We're both getting on planes tomorrow and going to D.C. We have the deplorable. They're all over the news saying, kill us, attack us, ban us. They're in every major newspaper I could think of, from Time Magazine to the New York Times, letting. This is so amazing. people write op-eds saying, kill Donald Trump. Think about that. And then, of all places, at Comet Ping Pong Pizza in D.C. of Pizzagate, there's sniveling Soros operatives, Democrats, meeting, who look like villains out of the Warriors movie. Come out and play, Warriors. I mean, you couldn't get these dirt balls out of Central Casting talking about acid attack, which, by the way, is terrorism because it will cause people to stampede and die. And then you've got people out hiring for $2,500 for 2 days' work to go be Soros operatives to, quote, shut down the inauguration and block roads, barricades, and burn stuff. Let me explain something. I don't like these tactics. I wouldn't use these tactics. So I'm not saying, oh, I'd do this if I wouldn't get in trouble. The point is, if I called for people to burn things and to have barricades and to attack police, I would be arrested because that's not free speech. That's calling for civil insurrection. I have to sit here and watch the entire MSM, the dinosaur media, call for insurrection and call for my head and Roger's head. I mean, I am a kinsman or you could say a someone who is a fellow traveler, to take the leftist term, with Donald Trump, because I get to experience the demonization. I get to experience the death threats. I get to experience the lies, the cornucopia of disinformation and rotten, fetid trash that comes out of their stinking maw. I spend my life trying to really discover the truth and tell it. They spend their life in fantasy land claiming I'm a Russian agent, Stone's a Russian agent, Trump's a Russian agent, and we can't come up with the term when we're looking at a big, fat, ugly, demonic pig and call Hillary a stinking pig. The Russians didn't tell me she's a big, demonic, stinking, corrupt pig. She's a stinking pig. She's a stinking, corrupt Hillary. And so is Nancy Pelosi. What is up with all these arrogant, weirdo harpies, women in business suits, thinking they can dominate everybody and call us Russian agents, and we're not going to strike back? Take John Lewis. He got interrupted earlier. I want to hear about Congressman John Lewis. Comes out and says, Trump, you're a Russian agent. You didn't get elected. Forget the voters. None of you count. You're not legitimate. We should boycott it. He should be impeached. Trump says, I'd really like to work with you more. It's unfortunate that you're not helping people in your own area that are having massive unemployment. Oh, my gosh, he was mean to an icon of civil rights. He's racist. I was in the airport this morning and yesterday, and it was just newspapers everywhere. Trump, racist, attacks civil rights icon on Martin Luther King Day. You're a Russian agent. You're illegitimate. I'd like to work with you. Hey, call me a racist. I mean, there's not even logic in their attacks now. Hold on. Yes, Putin? Oh, Infowars.com. Be sure, we have a lot of specials that are ending. Thank you, Putin. Oh, I couldn't think on my own. We got a bunch of specials I didn't plug last hour that end this weekend. A lot of them come over from Christmas. We cut some of the specials, added some. These are the biggest specials we ever offer. And then we're going to Roger Stone right now. Supermel Vitality, Brain Force, Biome Defense, $50 million per capsule is back in, by the way. A lot of stuff that was sold out is coming back in. Trump is my president, is only in a few sizes left. Hillary for prison, oh, which Putin, oh, Hillary for prison, great idea, sir. I'll get to Owen. How about deport Soros? Yes, Mr. Putin. It's crazy. We're teleprompter free. See, Pelosi and everybody get orders from on top, so they can't imagine. Or a Maxine Waters, that Trump comes up with his own ideas, or Roger Stone does, because these are dumbass hacks. Just like the Politico guy that said, I'm a hack, I'm a fraud, I'll lie. They're like, oh, move you to the New York Times right now, buddy. They're not real people. They don't have a real ideology. They just take whatever lies they're given and then go out on TV and spew bull. Getting back to my issue. Films, books, water filters, it's all the best. Storable food. Great lowers for AR-15s, amazing nanotech body armor. It's all available. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Check out the books. Check out the films. Check out Chris Hedges' new book, Unspeakable. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com, and you're building this operation that's changing the world. And by the way, I love that nobody ever corrects me when I'm wrong around here. You really should. I remember telling Weldon a month ago, I want you to buy 10,000 of Roger Stone's new book and put it on presale, which Skyhorse usually does. Great name, great publisher. And I'm on air going, get it at Amazon, get it at InfoWars, get it wherever you want. And then I learned we're not allowed to sell it until it actually comes out. But which is fine. But it's got to go to number one on the New York Times. Because here's the deal. Stone during the break's like, I don't want to make this about me. Okay, I got hit with polonium. Can we stop talking about it? I don't want to talk about issues. And I'm like, Stone, you're a hero that you survived. You've gone through all this hell. We have to make a big deal out of this. They freaking tried to kill you. If we don't make a big deal out of it, none of us are safe. Every journalist in the world ought to be flocking to this guy's support. You understand the crap we go through? And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying the bad guys are after us because we're hurting them and we're hurting them bad. And so, Roger, you say you don't want to get into yourself. You want to talk about yourself. This is big. You got poisoned with polonium, so you couldn't testify. The motive's clear. They want to blame the Russians, just like they did with Alexander Litvinenko. That came out. That was British intelligence. You got British intelligence putting out these fake dossiers that Trump has women pissing on him. You know, they got this deranged possum, Gloria Allred, coming out with more, you know, more baloney. More fake lawsuits, in my view. All these other lawsuits got dropped. I mean, this is an insane time to be alive, brother. And the fact is, you're a wounded soldier. You deserve a Purple Heart. You're tough. I feel bad even having you on air as sick as you've been, brother. So it's just incredible. So let's cover the waterfront. I'm going to skip this break so you have more time. Let's get into Lewis. Let's get into other points about who you really think's behind this and what we should do about it. Because we're not just going to go, okay, you got hit with polonium and move on. This is a big deal. They hit you with that so you couldn't testify, so your book wouldn't come out. And as a warning to Trump, that's the bottom line here. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just very happy to be alive. I have never been this sick in my life. I've never experienced this level of illness.
Yeah, you don't look good.
Thank you.
And you're a friend, and it pisses me off, but it's called empathy. They could do this to me. They do it to my family. Go ahead.
Alex, you know, I just thank God that I'm alive. President Nixon once told me, don't pray to God when it's raining if you don't pray when the sun is out. And laying in that bed drenched in sweat, and, you know, out of my mind, I did pray. And I'm going to be also honest. They think that I may have saved myself because I did take a bunch of supplements before I knew what was wrong with me. Liver cleanse was among them, your liver defense product, your DNA product. I wanted to flush my system. I drank a gallon of distilled water with Liver Shield, pardon me, which I think flushed my system. I used the Silver Colloidal product. Now I had.
By the way, we weren't planning this, so they're flashing up products as you say it. DNA Force with the BioPQQ does flush mitochondria out. It does flush the cells. So does the liver cleanse. Nobody should take the Liver Shield, though, if you're drinking on it, folks, because your liver's wide open. When you do it, it can really hurt you. And this is a powerful product. I didn't even know you were going to plug this on air. Are you serious? It really helped you.
Well, now, this I believe they helped me. Now, we know the attitude of Western doctors, some of them, the unenlightened ones, towards non-pharmaceutical substances. This is one of the great problems with Western medicine.
Well, I mean, Liver Shield makes your liver take a giant crap. I mean,
right.
It dumps everything out. So if your liver's getting hit with polonium, you're supposed to detox. It makes perfect sense.
Or anything else. Also, it will make you very angry. When you take any liver product, everything comes up. And in Chinese medicine, it is believed that the liver is where you harbor all of your past resentments and your angers. And so you'll go through an emotional roller coaster as your system just flushes all the
crap. Sure, the toxins are coming out and going out, you know, through your you know, what you're releasing, exactly.
The one particularly bright doctor at Mount Sinai said that there is, after some study and some investigation, that there is some evidence that if there is fat in your system, if you have a full stomach at the time that you absorb poisons, that the fat can leach the poison out of your system, and you will. Now, I had an enormous steak 2 days before I was sick. Yes, I'm a conservative. I eat red meat, virtually raw. I like it, and I'm going to keep eating it. But that may also have been beneficial.
So let's talk about the dose, because the media, I mean, obviously, is going to try to spin this or whatever. or probably try to ignore it. It's so powerful. I mean, this is huge. What does this signify? Whoever did this, obviously it's globalist. I mean, the motives are all there. Ki bono, who benefits? Why would they do this?
Well, that nobody wants me to testify before their phony congressional investigation, because I will put the lie to this whole Russian canard that they are so the deep state and the intelligence agencies are so desperate they won't drop this theme. Now, I point out to you, Alex, it was a talking point for Hillary's talking heads before the election. The CIA director Brennan warned of Russian hacking before it happens.
Hold on, this gets worse.
New York Post.
The MI6 guy worked with the murdered Levinenko guy that got hit with polonium. I was already connecting the two. Holy Toledo, Daily Mail, out is the man behind the dirty dossier of Donald Trump, which they admit is now fake, worked with the double triple agent. I remember at the time it came out that experts believed that there was no reason for Russia to kill this guy, that it was done to embarrass Russia. This is crazy.
Well, it occurs to me that the people who created that document should be ashamed of themselves.
Look at that guy. He thinks he's so freaking smart.
Well, if 007 thinks he's so damn smart and wants to be taken seriously, he might learn how to spell. Their dossier is rife with misspellings.
It wasn't even good for ass wiping.
So the idea that James Clapper and the boys down at Langley would include this in a report to President Obama and President Trump, this is a vile fraud. This is,
by the way, I'm told by three sources, low level, mid level, and high level in the CIA, that the whole agency hates the globalist, wants America to be great. They hate Hillary. They hate it all. They say, and I was told this weeks ago, this is all farmed out to subgroups, PR firms, as later came out. I forgot how accurate their info was. It's all completely fake. So it isn't even the CIA. The CIA doesn't like this. I think that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. Their own agencies have turned against them.
Well, and it would be outrageously unfair to say that everybody who works for the Central Intelligence Agency is in league with the globalist agenda. No, there are patriotic Americans that work there, just as there are many, many, many non-political patriotic Americans who work for the FBI. But the leadership of these agencies are rotten to the core. They are corrupt.
And by the way, let's elaborate on this. I don't know how much you can tell the backstory. Obviously, can we discuss whether the president knows about this? President-elect, can we?
I have not discussed this with the president-elect, and I'm not going to burden him with it.
No, you told me that a week ago. I said, you got to tell him. Look, if one of his good friends is being poisoned, he goes to your wedding and stuff. You've been friends for 41 years. You might want to tell him.
Well, I'm sure someone will tell him. But frankly, I'm not going to bother the president-elect at a time that he is thinking about the Supreme Court, where he is duking it out with the intelligence agencies who are determined to take him down. This is not really about me. I'm glad to be alive, but this is about the anti-globalist revolution.
But now, it does show they're taking the gloves off.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? Some in the mainstream media and the assholes at Media Matters for America and Correct the Record, money laundering fronts, professional liars and propagandists are going to make light of this and say it's a joke. If you were as sick as I was, you would know it's a joke.
Well, sure, you also got visited by the feds. Can you get into that?
Well, I have let the government know what I know. There's a series of intelligent questions here. Did I eat or drink with any foreign nationals or strangers in the days and weeks before I was sick? I couldn't connect the dots on that. I don't know how I may have ingested poison. I am thankful that I didn't ingest enough to kill me. I had fevers that were problematic for 15 days. This is not a great experience, and I don't recommend it for weight loss. But as you can see, my collars are large on me. I lost, 7 pounds. This was not a great experience, but I am committed to busting the lies about the Russian hacking. My book does that with an enormous amount of new information.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, Weldon came in here during the break and corrected me. We are now announcing pre-sales because they weren't going to allow it until the day of, which I guess is the 31st, if it's still that. We can now say pre-orders for your new book are available. The book is being printed as we speak. Let's talk about your book some because, you know, it's important to get out. It's got a blueprint for victory in the future. It breaks down everything. Everyone needs to get your book.
This is a book about how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American history. This is a book about courage and balls and the tipping point that has finally been reached where the putrid, lying, alleged media like CNN, the very people who let Ted Cruz attack me viciously and then would not afford me the opportunity to respond, not once. Not twice, but three times. All I'm asking for, Alex, elementary fairness. When Ted Cruz falsely accused me of smearing him, the folks at CBS, to their credit, called, sent out a crew, taped their response, and played both of them, his attack on me and my response. That's what real reporters do. CNN allowed John Podesta, both on the airplane, on video, and after the election, to repeat again the lie that I knew about his hacking, that I knew about Russian feeding Julian Assange, a lie. I know no such thing. Yet CNN never afforded me, despite my requests, an opportunity to respond in the same day part. So if Anderson Cooper, who I confess to thinking is quite well-dressed and has been on my international best-dressed list in the past that I put out every New Year's, if he had any journalistic integrity,
he's not a journalist. He's a leftist Ford Foundation CIA operative.
Well, and CNN is busted. And they are going to continue.
Let's expand on that, and then I'm going to let you take over. But this is riveting, and I don't want to leave. I'm going to be watching after I'm off. Seriously, Roger, I love Trump saying we're going to expand the press corps into basically an arena. We're going to let the real new independent media in. The mainstream's crapping themselves. They're imploding. CNN's about to be sold off, they admit. It's a shadow of itself. And there's Trump going, no, you don't get time to respond. You're fake news. You don't give me time to respond. He's finally calling them out. I mean, this is the beginning of the end of these people.
Alex, I must tell you, I have read extensively about the AT&T-Time Warner merger. I actually think it's not necessarily a bad deal, and I don't think it violates the law. But I wouldn't approve it unless Time Warner spun off CNN. Perhaps RT would like to buy it. Maybe Putin will pick it up for a song. Nobody's watching. Their viewers are dwindling. The hysteria of last night watching Don Lemon. Don, what's with that knot? That's the fattest knot I've ever seen. Awful, awful. You'll never make the best dressed list with that. Near hysterical. A fellow from the Minority Coalitions for Trump did an excellent job of punching back. Sorry. Martin Luther King III met yesterday with Trump. Dr. King's niece announced that she voted for Trump. You're not keeping black people on the plantation anymore.
And that's why they're panicking. What do you make, and then I'm going to let you go to the show, of John Lewis coming out attacking Trump? Trump nicely responds, and they say it's because he's racist. I mean, there's a depth of logic here.
Well, Alex, this is, I think, a very key point. Congressman Lewis was an honest-to-God hero on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Yes, he shed blood for the civil rights movement. Nothing pisses me off more than when David Brock and the weenies who work for them say, I am a racist. I am a Nixon Republican. Richard Nixon marshaled the votes to pass the 1958 Civil Rights Act. The Democrats didn't have the numbers. Richard Nixon brought us black capitalism, desegregated the public schools. I was marching for Rockefeller drug law reform. in New York. Racist drug laws targeted.
I'm going to let you take over. People. Great job, my friend. You're a hero. Roger Stone, come back to that. Another side. I'm handing the baton to Roger Stone. And we're off to D.C. tomorrow. This is incredible. It's great. It's good to be back, folks. Love you. Great job, the crew. Roger Stone coming up. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fortunne tanto, vulnera, scrivila tipus docentis. Fortunne amici, vulnera, sutra imprevedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Satan, sempre prume, sempre tuo, cancion capata.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I have just taken the baton from the great Alex Jones, looking robust and healthy after his brief vacation. I am delighted to pick up the theme where we left off. This constant attack that we are racists, that Trump is a racist, is aggravating in view of the fact that, in fact, I have had a career of supporting both civil rights and racial justice. The black voters, African-American voters in this country have been used by the Democrats, and you can see our inner cities. Trump is trying to reach out. Now, John Lewis. Mr. Lewis specifically said he was boycotting the inaugural because Trump's election was illegitimate because the Russians hacked the election and tipped it in Trump's favor. Not even the whack jobs at the CIA claim that. They don't claim that whatever they say the Russians did changed the outcome of the election. Now, Representative Lewis is a genuine hero, and he shed blood on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, but either he must produce the proof that the Russians changed the outcome of the election, and therefore Trump's election is legitimate, or he needs to shut up. He also lied when he said that he's never done this before, because he thought George W. Bush's election was illegitimate, and he refused to attend that inaugural. So, in all fairness, Representative Lewis negates his bravery in the civil rights struggle when he acts like a partisan hack, when he says things that are not true, that are lies, and he should apologize. He picked this fight. Trump did not pick this fight. You can go on Donald Trump's Twitter feed today, and he correctly calls Lewis out. No, you did this same media stunt to George W. Bush. This is partisan hackery. He owes the president-elect an apology, or produce the evidence the Russians changed the outcome of this election. Alex made reference to Deplorable. This is the event, January 19th, at the National Press Club. Alex Jones is speaking. Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, and other patriots, other fighters for liberty. This is the grassroots event, folks. The millionaires and the billionaires and the elites who did not support Donald Trump but are now posing as his friends, and those who did legitimately help the president in official roles, they'll be at the official events. I will be at some of the official events. I'm excited about the swearing in. After all, how many times in life do you get an opportunity to wear a top hat and not look like a dork? Although I did wear one when I was married. So I'm very excited about this, but Alex is right. There are now radical groups threatening to fill baggies with urine, with Clorox, to throw them on people. There are radical groups openly saying they're going to harass attendees. They're going to harass those who try to attend. I do think Washington is a tinderbox. I do think there are those on the radical left, DJ 20, other radical groups who are going to try to be inciting violence. And that's why I noticed that the tactical nanotechnology body armor at the InfoWars store is now available. And I think that you ought to consider getting some of this. This is the best high-end, totally tested body armor out there. Former Blackwater operators, former Army Rangers, who InfoWars did to conduct testing and a survey to bring you the very best products, swear by this armor. It's only a quarter of an inch thick. This is not bulky. It's field tested, but it can stop a 50 AE pistol cartridge. That's how tough this stuff is. So this price is phenomenal, and whether you're a hunter, whether you're a sportsman, whether you're headed to Washington, I really recommend this product. Now, I know that I will be mocked and attacked by the Clinton thugs and lackeys because I swear by the products on the InfoWars.com website. I don't know that I would be alive today without the liver defense and the flush of my system. And I'm not going to go through this again, but these products work, folks. And it's a win-win. You are helping the revolution. You're helping broadcast the truth. You're helping bust through the mainstream media blackouts. And you are helping fund the revolution. So go to the InfoWars store now and pick up your body armor or any of these other fine supplements. You've got some great discount prices right now. I stocked up before Christmas. Thank God I did, because I didn't want to wait. So go to the store. Now, while I'm very excited about January 20th, I'm also very excited about January 23rd. That's when CNN talking head Anna Navarro speaks at the Broward Community College in Fort Lauderdale. Now, Navarro is a harpy Republican who said on CNN she voted for Hillary Clinton. Who can forget her memorable on-air meltdown when she was screaming, pussy, 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 pussy at the top of her lungs? CNN has taken that off down, has taken that offline. You can't find it. Navarro, who is a Jeb Bush lackey, was actually fired by Bush, actually initially hired to go into the counsel's office to handle immigration policy. There was one small problem. She lied about being a member of the Florida Bar. She is not an attorney in the state of Florida. She also has no campaign experience. She has never been a part of a successful Republican campaign for anything. So why would CNN, that promulgates fake news, want to employ someone like this? And her shrill personal attacks on Donald Trump grow tedious. It is time for her to be confronted with her own record of lies. So join me for Anna Navarro's terrific speech. I'm sure it will be insightful. I don't know what the Broward Community College is paying this pathetic toady, but I do know this. At CNN, the makeup people, the hairdressers, the doormen, the gaffers, the cameramen, the little people, they tell me she's an abusive diva, that she yells at them, she abuses them, she is mean to them because she thinks she's something. But folks, she's dumber than dog crap. And it has to be said. And that CNN would have someone as a talking head who has lied about their background like this shows that they are committed to fake news. President Donald Trump thinking seriously about the Supreme Court. Now, I am among those who believes he may have as many as 4 appointments. And I think that he has an opportunity to transform the court. See, I think Trump is a transformational president, not a transitional president, a transformational president. And I think he can bring wholesale change to our system and reinvigorate this country and get it back on its feet. And the political establishment will fight this tooth and nail. And one of the forums in which they will fight it is the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, many of you know that President-elect Trump released a list during the general election and said he would choose from that list. And it's true that everybody on that list is a solid conservative. Frankly, I wish the list had included my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano of Fox News, a trial judge in New Jersey, a learned judge, a true student of the Constitution, a man who was a protege and close friend of Antonin Scalia, who, yes, I believe was murdered. I will publish an extensive piece on that in February. I wish the list had included Judge Janice Rogers Brown, an African-American conservative in the D.C. circuit, not afraid to put administrative agencies in their place. I wish the list had included Judge Alex Kaczynski, a Jewish, Eastern European, a serious constitutional scholar on the appeals court of the Ninth Circuit, very much like Justice Scalia in temperament and wit. I wish the list had included Judge Reggie Walton, an African-American on the U.S. District Court, who has ruled, who's a former head of the FISA court, a national security hawk, a man who is sometimes skeptical of the government's claims. Although I was critical of him during the campaign, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, a serious constitutional scholar, a conservative libertarian, someone I would like to have seen on the list. And lastly, former Judge Michael Luttig, formerly of the U.S. Court of Appeals, now General Counsel of Boeing, a brilliant law clerk for Justice Scalia, resigned because from the bench. I would have liked to see all of these libertarian conservatives on the list. I understand, though, that President Trump may feel that to keep faith with the American people, that he should select for this appointment from the list he made public. Therefore, I am hoping that he appoints Judge Don Willetts of the Texas courts, a feisty libertarian who is on the list, a fine jurist with guts, not a right-wing jurist, a conservative, but a libertarian conservative, one who will back the Trump revolution. I don't want a right-wing court. I want a Trump court. I want a reform court. I want an anti-establishment court. And that is my fondest hope. I'm also have noticed this past week the public comments of Senator Jeff Sessions as he cruises the confirmation as Attorney General. Now, I am a Jeff Sessions fan. I like Jeff Sessions on Law and Order. I like Jeff Sessions on immigration. I like Jeff Sessions because he's got guts. I like Jeff Sessions because he's not part of the crowd in the U.S. Senate, where he is extremely well-liked and respected, but he's not a go-along-to-get-along guy, and he never will be. I was, however, distressed by his comments regarding the 37 states that have some form of legal marijuana. Currently, the U.S. government is in a stand-down position where they are not enforcing federal law where it contradicts state law. I can argue legally that the states have supremacy in this area. Other federal advocates will claim no. The feds do. Joining me now is attorney Tyler Nixon, who is a nephew of former, I guess, great nephew of former President Richard Nixon. Their families hail from Ohio. He is a libertarian attorney of some note. He is a former Delaware activist who is now representing numerous clients in the legal marijuana business. Tyler, thanks for joining me here at InfoWars.
Roger, it's great to be with you as always. You have excellent taste in judges, I must say. There's one name I'd throw in, and I don't know why it's never come up, is Richard Epstein, who's a brilliant legal mind and author who would make an excellent. He's what I would call a libertarian constitutionalist.
I understand the I understand the importance of the list, and I can understand if President-elect Trump feels he must stick to the list for his first appointment. And I know because of my many friendships in the campaign, the list was put together quickly, and there's many fine people on it. I don't mean to take anything away from them, but I believe that most of them are more establishment-oriented conservatives. To me, Judge Napolitano would be a brilliant pick. if it cannot be him, and I think he makes sense for a number of reasons, then I hope they go to Judge Willett, who is the outstanding libertarian on this list. But why don't you sum up for us Jeff Sessions on marijuana, what he said this week, and how you see this playing out?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of trepidation in the industry, which is now employing tens, if not hundreds, into the hundreds of thousands of Americans who are, you know, gainfully employed, feeding their families. There's a lot of investment going on. Just an amazing innovation, I have to say, just on a, on not just within the actual, you know, cannabis, the production of cannabis and different products, but also just technological innovations. It's an amazing industry. Jeff Sessions obviously has made statements just as recently as this spring, the effect that good people don't use marijuana, which is not you know, obviously what we want to hear, what anybody wants to hear who takes the libertarian view of this, but also the rational, logical, you know, fact-based view of cannabis as a product for any type of consumption, which is that it is effectively harmless. There's been no deaths associated with it in its 5,000-year known history of use by humankind. And, you know, Senator Sessions is probably what is considered the one of the worst possible picks from the perspective of the cannabis industry.
Well, and Tyler, let me stop you there. I want to come.
It's more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Welcome back to InfoWars. We're here with President Richard Nixon's great nephew, Attorney Tyler Nixon, We're running out of time, so Tyler, let's go back to where we were and kind of wrap this up.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I was going to say congratulations on the new show. It's very exciting, and InfoWars is a great platform. Really, the vanguard of the new media.
I'm grateful to Alex Jones for affording me this time. Now, Tyler, my concern here is that Senator Sessions doesn't seem to understand the medicinal value of marijuana. No, it's not that good people don't take marijuana, Senator. Sick people take it. And it has mutual, many, many medical benefits. The amounts of THC that have been tested by the federal government and their regimen are insufficient to prove this because Big Pharma doesn't want to prove it. They can't sell aspirin if people can take a legal substance grown in the earth and used as medicine for 2,000 years. Numerous enlightened states are now allowing this for medicinal purposes. And if this is not true, why does the federal government hold the patent on synthetic THC? What would be the value of this if it has no medicinal value, as our health bureaucracy in the federal government tells us over and over again? So I am thank you for your leadership in this community. I'm thankful for you for joining us today. Come back next week because I want to continue this discussion. Tyler Nixon, freedom fighter, someone who has been on the barricades. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you.
This week, incredibly, NBC's lawyers say in federal court that the young man who wore a Clinton rape T-shirt on the Today Show should have expected to be beaten by NBC security guards. Folks, this is an outrage. He was beaten not by people in the audience, not by rabid Clinton supporters, but by NBC thugs. Now, these shirts are iconic. They're now hard to find because they were a device that I dreamed up and Alex Jones propelled to break through the mainstream media blackout of Bill Clinton's history of serial rape and Hillary Clinton's role in covering it up. If you can find one of these, buy it now. This shirt's going to end up in the Smithsonian. And speaking of shirts, the Hillary Clinton for President 2017 shirt, now available at InfoWars.com, and just as important to me, the Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, now available for pre-order at the InfoWars.com store. Also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but buy it anywhere, folks, but buy it if you want to know how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest upset in American history since Harry Truman beat Thomas E. Dewey. Thanks for joining me here at InfoWars. I thank Alex Jones. I thank the great crew of folks at InfoWars.com. Go to the store, folks. Support the fight for liberty, and I'll see you soon. Many thanks.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.